You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM and 930 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Good morning. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will bring you programs about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
For the Lifelong Formation Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago's Department of Parish Vitality and Mission. We are very glad to be with you today. And we really, really, really are excited because we are celebrating Holy Week. Isn't that right?
Amen. That's wonderful.
And that wonderful voice that you just heard is my co-host, Victor Vallejo, who is from the Marriage and Family Team for the Office of Lifelong Formation. Yours truly, Pablo Padilla, is with the Youth and Young Adult Ministry Team for also the Office of Lifelong Formation. And today we have some very exciting guests joining us today, Victor. And I want to thank you because I know that you were instrumental in convincing them to come on board and talking to us. But no, just kidding. All jokes aside, they're here very willingly and they have a lot of wonderful things to share. Isn't that correct, Victor?
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Pablo. Good morning, everyone out there getting ready to celebrate the Triduum, the Paschal Triduum, which is exciting. And I'm super happy. It's Wednesday morning and we are a day away from the Triduum.
Yeah, if I got my dates correct, doesn't that start tomorrow?
It will.
Are you prepared?
I'm trying to. I did my work the 40 days.
Yeah,
for 40 days.
Well, we won't get into what you gave up, but I'm sure that you gave up a lot. And I know that some of you added stuff that you typically didn't do. For example, I heard that some of you added prayer. I know that a couple of friends have added certain other areas of their life, like being a little bit more generous, trying to be a little bit more nice. So it was interesting to see that this Lent season, we spoke to people that didn't only just give up things and sacrifice, but that also added things. And we had that wonderful young lady that we interviewed last time in March who spoke about her experiences in ministry. And today we want to kind of continue that a little bit in that same light. And of course, we're doing this show just a reminder to all of you, to inform you of the great things that, the Office of Lifelong Formation for the Department of Parish Vitality and Mission is doing in the Archdiocese of Chicago. A lot of you probably already have heard or have met our lifelong coordinators, as well as our, parish vitality coordinators. Mm-hmm. So we work with a very specific area that's, designed to do formation. And we are always keeping an eye on the ground to see what it is that we have to develop that comes from the grassroots. And today we're excited to have two very wonderful guests that are going to be helping us with that. So here on air today, we have Adrian Badillo, and we also have Patricia. And Patricia Milanowski, and she's here today joining us, and they are from the catechesis team. And if I mess that up in any way, shape, or form, I'm pretty sure they will definitely correct me. So I want to welcome our guests. Welcome, Patricia. Welcome, Adrian. Thank you for being on with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going to go ahead and get started with a segment, Victor.
Did you know segment.
Cool. And the Did You Know segment, for those of you that are new listeners and that are, joining us for the very first time, the Did You Know is a little fun fact about us, something that, usually people may or may not know about you, but, we really want to, without getting maybe too personal.
No, we won't.
we definitely want to share some little fun facts about us so that, you can get to know us and our guests a little bit more.
Exactly.
So let's go ahead and start, Victor. Let's start with you.
Well, did you know that I am married? I got two daughters and one son. Well, my son is 1 year old. He started to work walk 2 days ago, and it's been a blessing just to be present. Do you know that he started walking 2 days ago, and it was fun just to see him walking for the first time, just being present. It's such a blessing. So that's something fun that it happened to me this week.
So let's go over to you, Patricia. A fun fact, something that, you know, did you know, a fun fact about yourself that you would like to share with us?
Did you know that I am truly dedicated to the Lord and the work that we do at the office? We talk about a lot of things, but there's times when we don't speak about Jesus specifically and our mission and our call. So I would just like to share that. Did you know?
Wow.
Amen to that.
Amen. Yes, please. Adrian, what about yourself? Something, a fun fact about yourself.
Well, did you know that I'm married also, and I have two kids. One is 4 years old, and one is 10 months old.
So, is he walking?
No, he's still not. not yet. He's not walking yet. And but so he's he hits a lot.
Well, for me, did you know that I'm really, really looking forward to celebrating the Paschal Triduum?
Mm-hmm.
It's always a moment for me, and I have to admit this, especially the evening on Saturday. When it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience to see all the wonderful things that take place. And I mean, the whole Triduum itself, from the washing of the feet on Thursday to, you know, the passion death of our Lord on Friday. So I'm super excited because I always get to see and encounter new people and people that I hadn't seen for a long time. So I'm super excited about celebrating the Paschal Triduum. So I'm grateful that it's right around the corner. So, okay. So one of the reasons, again, why we invited our two guests, Adriana and Patricia, today is because we, as you all know, and, you know, this is, I don't mean to sound, you know, redundant and repeating this over and over, but as you know, the Archdiocese of Chicago has gone through a restructuring as of August 1st of 2016, and we are actually doing, you know, Renew My Church, a big project, restructuring project that's going to, in, you know, ideally, because it was inspired by St. Francis of Assisi, we really wanted to use that as a model to begin to reignite, revitalize, and re-energize our parishes. And within that structure, of course, many of you who were faithful listeners and those of you that are not, well, this is for you to know, we did go through a major restructuring phase. And throughout the radio shows that we've had since August, you've heard of different leaders, offices, and events, and different things going on. And so today, in continuing a little bit with that, you know, light and shedding light on what the new structure looks like from within, we invited Adrian and Patricia to really come and share with us about their team, their role within the Office of Catechesis, within the Catechesis team within the Office of Lifelong Formation. So it's kind of like a way for you guys to get to know them, get to know who they are, get to know the person, the people behind these structures that can sometimes seem a little bit big, maybe huge, and sometimes, you know, why not, somewhat intimidating, right? Mm-hmm. But behind all this, there are people, really good people, that do this work because they really believe they are sent and are disciples by Jesus, you know, that are following Jesus, that are feel that they are doing God's work and God's will. And we really like, and we would like to continue to bring these folks so that you can get to know them. And eventually, if you run into them, like I'm sure you've probably run into Victor at the pre-Canis, you can always, you know, say, oh, that's you.
That's me.
And isn't it true, Victor, that you've heard some people say, hey, I hear you in the radio? And
Yes, really often. And I wonder how many people is listening out there. But, you know, because we are four of us here, and we do this like every month, and we are used to speak in front of the microphone, but I don't know how many people we reach. And then when you are walking, when you are meeting, people say, we hear the radio. And they say, oops, I hope I didn't say anything crazy. But I don't. I am really, I let myself be guided by the Holy Spirit. And it looks like it's time for a break. We'll be back.
Your gift to the annual Catholic Appeal helps support our Catholic schools. Your gift supports religious education, ministerial formation, and initiatives for life, peace, and justice. And your gift supports Catholic Relief Services as it offers a lifeline to people around the world whose lives are devastated by natural disasters, illnesses, and war. Cardinal Blaise Supich comments on the annual Catholic Appeal.
It's a way to bring Christ into the world, to make sure that people who so often go through life without actually feeling that someone cares about them, that we see that as part of the mission of the Church. The annual Catholic Appeal allows people to participate in the work of Christ, not just the work of their parish or the work of the Archdiocese. We're talking about the work of Christ.
Please visit annualcatholicappeal.com for more information. Thank you for your gift in the service of Christ.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Show, the radio show for the Office of Lifelong Formation for the parish, for the Department of Parish Vitality and Mission. And so, Victor, you were getting ready to begin to do some conversation with our guests. So I'm going to go ahead and let you take over, Victor, and I'll just jump in.
I couldn't finish my sentence again. And you know, I really love the way you put it. Just get to know the person who is going to do ministry here in the Arch of Chicago. We have Adrian and Patricia here. We wanna know you, spiritually. What type of ministry are you involved in? God is calling you at this point. What is the ministry you do for the Arch, for our brothers and sisters here in Chicago? Patricia?
Actually, Adrian and I, as you mentioned, are a team together in catechesis, and that is our primary focus. We do specifically work with faith formation, religious education on the children's level, but also on the adult level through adult confirmation and providing resources and being available and being ready for whatever's needed. We've put some quite a bit of emphasis. One thing that I've been working on lately is a new confirmation policy that has gone to the Presbyteral Council a couple times. And the focus on that, as our office says, is a lifelong formation. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to start because we care so much about everyone, but we really want to address our young people and helping them, their parents and their families, come to the realization that this is an embrace of Christ. Mm-hmm. And at this young point in their life, you know, the Lord's reaching out to them and saying, come. Come and enter more fully into the fullness of my grace, like the sacrifice that God gave for us when we talk about preparing for the Triduum. So the connection is so rich in our lives and the lives of others. I think it's helping others to develop their awareness of God moments throughout the sacramental life and also throughout our days and wherever we are and bringing Christ to those around us.
So, Patricia, and what is your role at the Office of Lifelong Formation? What is your title you bear?
My title is Senior Coordinator for Catechetical Ministry. And as I mentioned, Adrian and I work together. I've been in catechesis forever. We're all catechists. We're all called to serve the Lord. And I started out when Father asked me one day many years ago, will you teach fifth grade? And I looked at him and I was like, okay, I think this is coming from the Lord. Yes, indeed. So I realized what is necessary for passing on the faith at a basic level. And I felt, Lord, you must see that in me, as you see in so many others. But how do we really nurture a commitment? How do we give of ourselves more fully? And for that seemed to open the path for me very clearly of lifelong formation.
And Adrian, just to ask you the same question, because I know that, you know, Patricia says that you and her work together. But what is your what would you say is the type of ministry that you're involved in? It specifically within your team. What would that be? And the same question to you. I mean, what is your role with Patricia in working with her? What do you do?
Well, basically, we are a team. We work together in all this catechesis ministry, catechetical ministry. We work for all the resources. We want to be the team that brings resources to catechists and to the catechetical ministry in every single parish. So in a particular way, I've been asked to be in touch with the Hispanic community. So this is like a particular case due to the cultural diversity that we have also, and there are some specifics that we have to address. So that's a little focus for me on that part of the Hispanic catechesis.
Excellent. Oh, that's wonderful. So basically, you are the dynamic duo when it comes to catechesis for the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Kind of.
Excellent.
Excellent. Excellent. And Patricia, you took us to a wonderful place that this priest called you to be a catechist. And that's when you became involved in ministry and you became a minister and you felt the call to be a catechist. And that's wonderful. So we have to ask people. We often don't call people to do ministry, and all of us, because we were baptized, we are called to bring to Jesus everyone. So Adrian, for you, can you tell us how did you first become involved in ministry? And
well, this is a story that goes back to the time I was living down in Mexico, where I started joining a youth group actually, and through that youth group, I had this first encounter with Jesus Christ, who took me to a particular ministry, doing ministry in a nursing home with elderly. Mm-hmm. And it was my turn at that time. I don't know why, just through theological reflection, is that now I'm just realizing maybe that why I was sent there, because I was sent to the terminally ill elderly. And just to be there and serve them, I was doing that for a day during the week. My youth group has these different ministries, three components. The first one was the regular meeting for the group, where we had some nourishment on the Catholic faith and all that has to do with the group. Second thing is that we had also the spiritual component, where we were having two things: holy hour under our responsibility to direct it every Monday at night, with open to all the people. We were preparing it, and that was a very strong nourishment for us. And also holy mass on Sunday, a mass during what we called at the time the mass for the youth, which also we were responsible for. After Mass on Sundays, everybody was expected to attend at least one of the ministries. One was with gang members going to a small privada, and another one to the nursing home, another one to the homeless who were living out of the parishes, in the churches, on the streets. And the other one was with an orphanage.
Wow.
So all of us, we were going there, and I went to the elderly, and from there I just started to see something, and I haven't stopped since then, doing different ministries, and every time just feeling that I need to do something else for the Lord, because it was Jesus who came to my encounter, and I want to share that experience with every single one.
It's very wonderful to hear from the both of you how specific people in your own there and now called you to serve. So when we come back, we'll, you know, get more into that and learn more about how you started in ministry.
Pope Francis invites each of us to build a culture of encounter by showing solidarity with the most vulnerable of our brothers and sisters. CRS Rice Bowl, a program of Catholic Relief Services, offers us an opportunity to live out the Lenten practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving while lifting up our brothers and sisters overseas. Visit chicagopeaceandjustice.org ricebowl to find Lenten prayers and devotions, reflections for faith-sharing groups, lesson plans and activities, recipes for simple Lenten meals, and even an app with helpful resources that you can download to your mobile device. Visit chicagopeaceandjustice.org/ricebowl for more.
Welcome back, everyone, to this great morning where we're here having an awesome conversation with the team, the catechist team from the Office of Lifelong Formation. I'm your host, Juan Pablo Padilla, and this is with my co-host, Victor Vallejo. And our guests this morning are Adrian and Patricia. So, Patricia, before we went on break, we were sort of getting from Adrian a little bit about how he started his ministry with the youth group and more specifically in doing a kind of apostolate with elderly who were terminally ill. And I know that prior to that, you were sharing with us how you were asked by your priest to teach fifth grade. Now, one of the questions that I asked you off air was, you know, were you already involved in ministry? Was this something that you were already doing? And you shared that you were a parishioner and that you were known by the priest, but you were not necessarily involved in ministry. Is that correct?
That's correct. I was around just before college age and had been, you know, regularly at Mass and all, but was talking to Father one day, and they needed a catechist. So I said, sure, Father. And, you know, so many times we're asked, I always say that my path has been so because of the hand of God seeking forth. And, you know, in preparing those fifth graders to meet Jesus, to understand Jesus more fully, to help them to be disciples is what the task was, to learn the methodology and really be committed to taking classes. And, of course, things moved along very quickly. And then before I knew it, I was the one presenting and teaching classes. I did end up at Loyola University with a master's in religious education. And that really opened the door very wide. I said, Lord, if you know this is what you want for me, please prepare me as best as you can so that I may serve you as you will. And there's so many challenges today in the world. We look at a global level. We look everywhere. It's a wounded world. It's a hurting world. And so many of us, we have relationships with Christ at different levels. Even, you know, at a basic level, maybe if it's just a thought on occasion. But no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, as catechists, because we hold Christ in our hearts, we're taking Jesus to others. And we are the ones who are extending, you know, passing on of the faith, which is what catechesis is and what it does. It accomplishes that through the people, through the lives rooted in the church. I also have a chaplaincy background. When I was going through the lay ecclesia ministry program, I was asked to do something aside from catechesis. And so I chose that, and I realize how often and how important that is to extend the hand of Christ pastorally and also to have a full knowledge and understanding of who we are and what we are. And what does that mean? How do we become ministers in a world today that is so anti the gospel message and the faith and the values that we, and love of neighbor? Who's my neighbor? Is it just somebody next door? Is it somebody, you know, that I go on the internet and I search and I, you know, end up interested talking to because they're involved in a similar activity or through the church, or is it through missionary work, or what is that? I mean, we have so many opportunities for catechesis. And I think when we think of it as disciples living in Christ and serving his church and loving God's people and his church, we can pursue so many areas. And with Renew My Church, I think that is the joy of this, that the opportunities are endless, because as a catechetical team, Adrian and I are also will be working with, of course, we work together with the office, and we work, we'll be working with the groupings, and we'll be coming forth with what God has extended to us along our road to help others to look and evaluate and determine circumstances, and not to see things as negatives, but to look for strength how do we look at what we have, what's God given, and how do we use that more collaboratively to work together and to go forward to profess this call of catechesis that each of us is called to enter into a life in Christ, no matter what it looks like. For somebody, it might just be, oh, I just happened to see a mass on TV for a little while. Or is at the gym. I noticed at the gym the other day they had all the TVs, and they had one on the mass on a Sunday morning. I was so happy. I'm like, this is evangelization. This is, you know, what's taking place, and it might stir a conversation. So when we think of catechesis and reaching out, yes, we have, you know, preparing disciples, preparing for sacraments, preparing our ongoing formation, but it's really the bigger outreach to all of God's people and holding them in our hearts and moving forward.
Excellent. It's great to hear that you are passing on the faith to the next generation. And that's excellent. That's an excellent ministry that we are called to. But, you know, in our ministry, we get to know people. We relate to them. And for you, what have been some of the most gratifying moments in the ministry? Because, yeah, there is a lot of wound, there is a lot of pain out there, but for you, you know, we encounter Christ when we see people. So what is one of the most gratifying moments in the ministry?
Actually, three things come to mind, and one is I'm also right now coordinating the Chicago Catholic Scripture School, and to see adults dedicated to 4 years and covering the Bible in 4 years from front to the end. My husband just happens to be in his fourth year at St. Walter's, and these groups are fabulous. You know, St. Walter's, St. Francis de Sales, St. Athanasius, and St. John of the Cross. And this group has really bonded and really come to love, to know and to love the Lord, and to really understand our Scripture and our Bible. And so my husband had to do a synopsis last week, and he said, you know, I did admit to the class that you were very influential. And he said, I kind of went silently kicking and screaming, but he says it has really changed his life so much. I was able to read his synopsis, and he shared it with me, and I was just in awe at how he's been touched so deeply by the Lord through Scripture. And in sharing with the students how they have been touched so deeply and how this has really made an impact in their lives for the rest of their lives. And I see it as the Lord has prepared you for your mission. So go forth and continue and work together and work with your pastors and decide, where are you going to take all this knowledge? Where are you going to take this heartfelt faith? And also other times when I work with the catechetical leaders and they share things with me about what the school or the church has done and the students in the religious education programs and how amazing their events were, like for a special mass particularly, or activities they were involved with. And they and the students and the children and their families are just exuberant. God is alive in the Archdiocese of Chicago, in his people, and through the formation and catechesis. Of course, we need to have it, you know, grow and enhance and outreach more, but the fire of God is the flame of the Holy Spirit is alive.
And Adriana, you know, I am just amazed, you know, Adriana, when I hear Patricia share her story of how, as a parishioner, as many of us were in many ways parishioners, and we would go to church on Sunday and on occasions for the holidays and during the week sometimes, but not really involved. And Adrian, you know, you had this experience where you were called by your peers to join a group that was for youth. And you all of a sudden through that experience, a wonderful call to ministry and working with the elderly, with the terminally ill. But if you wouldn't mind sharing it just a few words, you know, what was your journey like? I mean, how did you end up here? I guess it's the exciting question is, how does a young man who started in the youth group ends up working with someone as wonderful as Patricia in catechesis, you know, for the Archdiocese?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a very long story. I don't know. Do you have a couple of days?
Probably only
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you know, not only
a couple of minutes.
Not only a young guy who went to a youth group, but someone who didn't want to do anything with the church. Hmm. I consider myself a convert person, converted. And, well, from there, I found in this youth group a very interesting woman, a young lady, who put a big question in my heart. And she just had lost her parents, both of them. She was very young, and she was now the father and the mother of this young family with two more siblings, you know. And after a retreat that they had, she was speaking with such a peace that I couldn't handle it. That was my first day at the group and my first experience. Mm-hmm. And I was shocked. She shocked me by the way she was speaking with such a faith, trusting that everything will be okay because God is in control, that she will be helped, that she wasn't alone when she was the only one. She was orphaned. And that shocked me. And that I guess that's the reason why I went a second time. And then eventually a third one, fourth. From there, just to make the story shorter, we ended up making all of these small groups that are called cells, where a small group of close friends within the group, they came to study the Bible. We started doing it on Saturdays. And from that Bible study, we just realized that this man that this book is talking about, this Jesus, he's really an extraordinary model for life. And one of the things that he was proposing is to put attention, to pay attention to the poor. So we decided to go to the poor, and we went to the city dumps, and we decided to stay there just to make the experience. What does it mean to be poor, having nothing, living out of the garbage, picking garbage just like them, fighting to get a bottle or a piece of copper to sell? And that gave me a total different story, and I think I understood way better what the gospel was talking about. So from there, I just stayed some years, and then I felt the need to do something else because my ministry, my call to ministry was so strong that I said, okay, I have received enough here, but this is not enough to me. I need to do something else. So I decided that it's good for me just to look into the religious life. And that's how I ended up joining a missionary religious group. There is a congregation whose charisma is the call to go in mission to the non-Christians.
And on that note, we're going to go ahead and take our break. And when we come back, we'll continue to hear more exciting stuff from both Adrian and Patricia. So stay tuned.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
The Word Made Clear is exactly what its name implies. It's an easy-to-understand explanation of the Word of God, the Gospel. Hello, I'm Father James McElhone, Director of Biblical Formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I'd like to invite you to take our free online Bible study program by going to thewordmadeclear.org. Our website offers an audio-based guide to the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Listen to my lectures and follow along with the handouts provided. There are even discussion guides. You can also explore the biblical roots of the Mass. And there are links to a wide variety of biblical sources that will benefit both teachers and students of the Sacred Scriptures. Just go to wordmadeclear.org to experience our free online Bible study program. Again, it's free at wordmadeclear.org. It's the Word of God. Enjoy.
The Cemetery Ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM and 930 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. and 930 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Show, the radio show for the Office of Flag Information of the Department of Parish Vitality and Mission for the Archdiocese of Chicago. One day, I will say that in one breath, Victor. I am going to continue to practice, and I'm just going to be like a, like, you know, one of these opera singers that can just say it in one sentence. You know what I'm saying? It's
It's going to be truth, yeah, sooner or later.
Yeah, I'm gonna practice like the professional cantors with a balloon.
Oh, right? You're such a professional speaker.
Well, you know, I don't know about all that, but we certainly try.
No, you are.
Well, you know, when we were, you know, still, for those of you that are joining us, we have Patricia Milanowski and Adrian Badillo, who are sharing their stories with us about how they came into ministry. They are now, you know, in front of the team of catechesis for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and they are actually going to be the ones that are going to be providing a lot of the wonderful resources to our catechists and religious educators and, you know, directors of religious education out there. So, you know, we are very excited to have them on board and for them to be on this wonderful experience of the show with us. And now that, you know, we are in Holy Week, Victor, I'm going to go ahead and maybe shift gears a little bit because I want to get our take on Holy Week because, you know, it is an important, very important week. I don't know if it's the most important week, and I want to excuse myself for my ignorance in case it. But I really believe that, you know, this week is usually in the past very important to me. So I'm going to go ahead and ask this question to Patricia. You know, what is the significance of Holy Week for you, and maybe tie it into that. You know, what is the significance of the Triduum?
Well, actually, there was a time in my life when, if I could make it to the, you know, Holy Thursday Mass and continue on, I tried my best, but it's been a journey. But more recently, like the last maybe 7 years, and also having been to the Holy Land and actually walk the Via Della Rosa and being there present and being so in touch with the Lord to walk where Jesus walked is just awesome. I mean, it's mind-boggling. So it is a process. It's taking me time to enter more deeply and more fully into the Triduum and teaching about the Triduum, about those special days that we encounter Christ more fully. I would say the biggest challenge has been finding the time and entering more deeply into the connectedness at the heart. We connect at the mind when we have a full understanding of what the Triduum is, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and, of course, Holy Saturday. Mm-hmm. And the significance and the impact of our God as Jesus coming to take upon our sins. I mean, just thinking about that, we hear it all the time, but during this week, I always take the special time to pray and to reflect and to be with others in the community of my parish and others in the office and thanking God for this time and asking. I know there was a time when I said, Lord, I know how important this is, but it's so busy and things keep getting in the way. Could you please help me to grow more fully in my faith through this Triduum and to treasure what you have truly given and bestowed upon us? And so as it is with all of our faith, it can always increase. And when we ask for something, if we ask the Lord to please increase our faith, he most definitely will. And for our loved ones around us or those who are away. And it just is an amazing time of the year. I try to block it out so that this is the Lord's time.
Okay. Amen.
Wow, wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that with us.
And it's powerful.
You know, same question for you, Adrian. I think maybe if you want to share with us about moments where in the Holy Week Triduum, I mean, are there moments where you have, as a person, re-encountered the living Christ? And you know, what has that been like for you?
Well, actually, it was during Paschal Triduum when I got probably first conversion.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It was those days when I started to go to church after I was a baptized person, but not practicing at all. So one of these very first times when I went to church, it happened, I was invited to this Thursday night to Mass. I didn't know what was it, but I was there. And I was just living every single moment during the liturgy. And it called to my attention the way it was ended. It wasn't like the other Sundays. And I was present the whole Friday. And again, something very special. And the closing on Saturday night. I don't know why I went that 3 days. But what I could experience at that time was that I really realized the magnitude of the love of God in the person of Jesus for me. And the big hope that he was giving to my life and to the whole future with the resurrection. And the liturgy, I don't know if it was the liturgy and the symbols and everything that was involved there. These were very long celebrations. But I didn't feel that time. I was in. And everything was a motion in my heart, in my mind, and just made me realize how lucky am I to have a God who loves me so much. So that experience is a very powerful one for me. And it speaks every single time of this God who loves me and who loves each one of us as if we were the only ones.
Isn't that great? Like we've been listening to Patricia and Adrian. We get to know the real person, the real soul, their own way, their own journey with God. And you know, this Holy Week, we call it in Latin America la Semana Grande, or because it's the biggest one. It's when we prepare ourselves to renew our baptismal vows, when we say we renounce to Satan. You started talking about the adding more things into your agenda, into your prayer. Well, this is the preparation. We are getting to the end. If you really prepare, you are going to celebrate to the full, like Kaden was saying, to renew the baptismal promises that we did. We renounced to Satan, and now we are close to God. We believe in the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the communion of saints, and that's what this is about, is to really die in the sin and to resurrect with Jesus Christ, who is so wonderful and who is so close to us. How beautiful is that?
Well, yeah, Victor, I think it's extraordinary, and I what I appreciate about both of the things that were shared by Adrian and by Patricia is, you know, this is, I would just like to take this opportunity to go ahead and remind our listeners that, you know, the Paschal Triduum starts tomorrow, and you are in Holy Week right now, and if you are on the fence, about participating in these services, or if our conversation sparked curiosity and maybe you've never have been to one of these, maybe you were as a child or don't remember, you know, this is the time that I want to encourage you to just go ahead and live a Tritium. And I like the, and I like what what Adrian said, live the Tritium. You know, forget about going there thinking that, you know, there is going to be a process that, that you're going to follow or something. No, it's really an experience that you live. So on that note, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue our wonderful conversation with Adrian and Patricia. So thank you so much and stay tuned.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
Your gift to the annual Catholic Appeal helps support our Catholic schools. Your gift supports religious education, ministerial formation, and initiatives for life, peace, and justice. And your gift supports Catholic Relief Services as it offers a lifeline to people around the world whose lives are devastated by natural disasters, illnesses, and war. Cardinal Blaise Supich comments on the annual Catholic Appeal.
It's a way to bring Christ into the world, to make sure that people who so often go through life without actually feeling that someone cares about them, that we see that as part of the mission of the Church. The annual Catholic Appeal allows people to participate in the work of Christ, not just the work of their parish or the work of the Archdiocese. We're talking about the work of Christ.
Please visit annualcatholicappeal.com for more information. Thank you for your gift in the service of Christ.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Show for the Office of Flag for Information. Our guests today have been Adrian and Patricia, and my co-host is Victor Vallejo. And we're here talking about some really wonderful things. If you didn't catch our show, you can always, you know, stream it later on. You can go to the Archdiocesan website and look for us and the Lifelong Journey Show. And you can listen to the wonderful stories that took place today. Right now, I want to go ahead and open it up because we were talking about Lent. We talked about Holy Week, and you know, we got into the Holy Tritium. So we were really, like, you know, making sure since Ash Wednesday that we touched on these points. Exactly. But right now, I want to just open it up a little bit to both Adriana and Patricia to let us know a little bit more about, you know, your offices. You know, what's coming soon, what are things that are already in place, and just in general, maybe how to get in touch with you guys, how to find you, how to call you, how to email you. You know, I think those are things that people will want to know, especially after they heard your stories. I'm sure that, you know, some people may want to call and you know, talk to you about how they can also maybe get on the same a similar path as yourselves have done. So I'm going to go ahead and let you guys, you know, just you know, take us away on a field trip to, you know, how to get in touch with you and more about your office.
Okay, to reach me, Patricia Milanowski, and my phone number is 312-534-8053. And my email address is, it's kind of long, is pmalinowski, M-A-L-I-N-O-W-S-K-I, at archchicago.org. And I think that in working with Adrian and with so many other wonderful people in the office, our hope lies in our hearts, and pursuing a commitment and the introduction into living lifelong formation, that we don't just complete something because we got a certificate or we got a degree or we received a sacrament. It is truly lifelong and centered in Christ. So with that in mind, our office is sharing, discussing, collaborating plans for what is going to be called Chicago Lifelong Formation Conference. We're diving into the depths of all that planning now and would appreciate any comments you might have or any suggestions, so you know how to reach me. And actually, if you could save the date, that would be amazing. For February 10th, it is a Saturday of next year, 2018. So our hopes and our dreams are to embrace this lifelong commitment that starts with our baptism, some as adults, mm-hmm. some as children when we have no idea what's going on, but then we come to grow in the love of God and the mission through those around us, and also to face the challenges realistically of the world today. But my thoughts are everything can be overcome because God is with us and we have each other and we will persevere and continue on. And really, we're called to grow in holiness and in the love of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that is something, I mean, the office is full of people with deep love for the Lord, the church, conversion, ongoing conversion, and really wanting and desiring to live this path of life, to share that with those around us, to outreach for the church, to share that with our families. So how do we accomplish this? How do we come together? And we invite others. The collaborative component is very important for what we're doing. So we want to hear from others. We want to know how you feel. And how do we help you to live this life? If you work for the church, it's amazing. I mean, the opportunities are endless. But what about for those who work in an office where they can't even feel comfortable or they're not encouraged to maybe have a cross on their desk or to have a picture of Jesus, you know, near them? The challenges are abundant out there. So how do we continue to grow our faith when the world or even the schools are saying, no, you can't talk about that. No, you can't do that. No, you can't be a symbol upon yourself for others to see. So it's a great time to be moving forward through into this lifelong formation commitment of living and being Jesus to others and sharing more in community. Our culture today does not encourage community. People wonder, why do I need to be part of a community? Why is that? And it's because in there we find fulfillment through Jesus and with each other.
Adriana, is there, Adriana, anything that you would like to share or add on to what Patricia was already saying, or maybe your contact information and how we can get a hold of you?
Of course, yes. The way you can reach me, it is by phone at 312-534-5383. And by email, apadillo@archchicago.org. And, well, just to let our audience know that we are going to be visiting probably some of the parishes, mainly the catechetical leaders during the next days. I know this is a very big archdiocese, and it's going to probably take some time, but our goal is to go and visit out there the catechetical leaders and just to present ourselves in person and to get to know them also, because I think that's a good way to become, to make stronger our family, just by being present. So that's what we're going to be doing during the next day. So stay close.
Excellent. Now, this is just for everyone to know, again, just I'm going to go ahead and repeat their names. This is Patricia Milanowski and Adrian Badillo from the catechesis team for the Office of Lifelong Formation. They are also our teammates.
Yeah.
Even though they are the dynamic duo, you know, they are also our tag team partners. So, you know, we always love working with them, and we love sharing time and, of course, resources. Now, Victor, speaking of resources, now for those of you that don't know, Victor is part of the marriage and family team.
Ooh, yeah, I am.
So, and we are, and we all are, like I said, we all are tag team partners. We all work together as a team. And Victor has an invitation for you, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I just want to do what Patricia mentioned. I want to invite you. I'm going to throw the invitation to anyone. Probably you know a couple that could help engage couple to prepare for holy matrimony. You may know somebody, or you may be interested in helping those engage to really be really fully committed in front of God. So we got a training coming up, which is April 22nd. It's going to be hosted at by San Raymond of Peñafort in Mount Prospect. If you want more information about that, give me a call. We really need people, faithful people, to pass on this faith to the engaged couple. This is needed, and if you feel called, you know a couple, you know, interested in helping and ministry to those engaged couple, give me a call at 312-534-5373. Again, 312-534-5373.
And again, if you missed some of those numbers or emails because you were driving or because you were in the middle of feeding your pets or something, you can always remember that you can always go back to our website and look for the Lifelong Journey show under the Archdiocesan of Chicago Radio and TV. And you can look for this specific show, the Lifelong Journey show, and you can go ahead and play it back. And you can not only get to listen to the wonderful stories that we heard today and in the past, but you can also, you know, get these important numbers and invitations so that you can put them down on your calendar. I really encourage you, get involved. You never know by what saying yes, where it can take you in this path, in this wonderful path of following the Lord. Now, I want to go ahead and in the last couple of minutes that we have, I want to go ahead and wrap up our radio show here with a very fun segment that we have called Can't Get It Out of My Mind. So, Victor, I'm going to go ahead and start with you again. Now, what's something that you just can't get out of your mind?
So I can get it out of my mind now that my son is now free to go. Independence is happening in his life.
He's only 1 year old.
I know, but, you know, I love to to care him, and I can get that out of my mind. Say, no, he's going to be independent. And I want to be close to him.
Excellent. You know, something that I can't get out of my mind is just the fact that, you know, it's going to be the passion, death, and ultimately the resurrection of our Lord.
Oh,
I am just excited to see, and I'm going to be working with youth. For those of you who don't know, I work with youth and young adults. I'm going to be in the field with youth, especially Holy Saturday for a lot of the retreats that are going on. And I always love to see what happens with these young people. So I'm excited about that. So, Patricia?
I can't get it out of my mind now that you mentioned the trip to Israel, to Jerusalem, and all those memories and, you know, the Garden of Gethsemane and, you know, all the beautiful churches there and the walk of Christ and, you know, just even the garden is so beautiful there and around the Sea of Galilee. And there was, we went out on a boat in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, and it was so peaceful and just so serene. And to think that Jesus was, you know, on the shoreline there and addressed the people. So with the Holy Week and the Triduum coming visually, we'll go back and reflect. And, you know, I invite others to go online. There's virtual reality tours that you can do, and there's so many great resources for reflection and really entering into the Triduum and the Holy Week with Jesus more fully.
Adrian, something you can get out of your mind?
Yeah, something I can get out of my mind is just to keep praying for peace in our wonderful world, and particularly here in our city of Chicago, now that the Cardinal has received this letter of support from Pope Francis also. That's something that I just feel like I have to do it in a more committed way, in a more conscious way, praying for peace.
And with that, we are signing off. Thank you, Adrian. Thank you, Patricia. Victor Vallejo, thank you again. You're a wonderful co-host. And this is Juan Pablo Padilla signing off. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day, and God bless you.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for the Catholic Community of Faith. You can stream our programs live or download past programs by going to our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV.